Today is Tuesday, the 11th of September, 2018, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. Thank you for sticking with Geeky Gay all of these many months in which I haven't really been recording much of a show. It's been a really busy summer and a really busy start of September, and so I haven't done a lot of personal journal entries into my podcast, but I did do a recording in June with Auntie Vera, and I posted that over a couple of weeks, and so you guys got to hear that. I think the last time I recorded was May or something like that, the last time that I recorded the solo version of the show. And I wanted to, and then I did the June one, and then I was off again for July and August getting ready for Pride 48. And so then Pride 48 in New Orleans happened, and I recorded another version with myself and John Ong. So I know you guys, and Joey Buhecker, and I know you guys heard that last week. And I wanted to get back to doing a regular, you know, personal journal, kind of by myself sort of thing. And so I decided I would go ahead and record in the car today, because all of September is going to be really, really super busy. And I really hate the audio quality of recording in the car, and it's kind of warm outside this afternoon, so my air conditioning is full blast in my car. And so not only, you know, am I recording on a less than stellar microphone, but you're also hearing the AC in the background. So my apologies for that, but I wanted to give you guys an update, and I'll try to do it, you know, just be very succinct and everything. So, you know, the June event, I was very busy getting ready for the June event and setting up the new streaming software and everything, and that pretty much went off without a hitch. The only hitch was probably the very end of the June event on Sunday night, when we were going on to do the closing show. And the new streaming software allows you to set a password and a username for a limited period of time. So I had scheduled the show for only 30 minutes, the closing show for only 30 minutes, and it went longer than that. And all kinds of bad stuff happened. My computer crashed, the streaming server crashed or something. I don't remember everything, but just like two or three things just happened all at once. And so the chat room was sitting there for a good 20 minutes, you know, without me or any of the suits. And I was frantically trying to, like, restart the server, you know, figure out the password situation. I mean, luckily it had gone well the entire weekend. But, you know, that was kind of, I was a little bit upset about that. But then I thought, well, the entire weekend went really well. Everyone had a good time. And there was a good chat room presence during the weekend. And, you know, that one thing happened. So, you know, it went pretty well. And then we were getting ready for the August event. And so most of my summer, other than just work and, you know, normal stuff during the summer, was getting ready for the August event. And I ordered swag bags, and I donated those myself because I wanted really nice ones, and I couldn't, Pride 48, the company or the organization, could not afford the really nice swag bags. And so I thought, well, I'm just going to go ahead and, you know, make that my donation. So I did that. I bought some face tattoos or some temporary tattoos to give away as my swag. I did all kinds of printing of match game cards for the opening show, and I worked to get the website updated and you know, all of that stuff. And I had incorporated Pride 48 as an LLC in February, and so I, you know, we have now a business PayPal and all that. So all of the suits and I worked really hard getting that ready, and then we found out that the hotel was going to be charging a boatload of money to rent all the AV equipment. And normally when we had done it in Vegas before, we were given that equipment, or, you know, we didn't have to rent anything. We were given everything for free. And so we were a little bit frantic at the end there because we had not budgeted money to have to rent expensive AV equipment. And we weren't sure, you know, how everything was going to work out as far as budget was concerned. And so I decided that I was going to buy, since I was driving down to New Orleans for the event, I decided that I was going to buy everything for the event. So I went on Amazon and I found speakers and I found, you know, all the cables that we needed and a lot of the stuff we already owned, like mixers, and I have a couple of mixers and microphones that we had purchased in the past that we were able to get and use. But the speakers, and we also needed a projector for the chat room, because the chat room is a huge part of all of our events, and we always project the chat room on a big screen for the live event. And again, that was going to be a costly thing for us to have to rent from the hotel. So I found a big screen, and I found a projector that was reasonably priced, but, you know, had pretty good reviews. And so for 2 weeks before the event, I was just getting a box or multiple boxes every day from Amazon at the door. And I mean, these were big boxes. So our living room was just covered with boxes. And not only that, but, and I talked about this on the June show, but we had just moved. So, you know, I was going through setting up a brand new studio in my new house, which is still not really completely set up. I'm still figuring out where everything is going to go. And so, you know, all that came in, that worked out fine. I did a kind of a run through at home to test out all the equipment and make sure everything was going to work. And then I rented an SUV and drove down to New Orleans. And so, with all of this equipment in the SUV and everything. And so got down there and was able to get everything set up with only a couple of people helping. I mean, I think it was John Ong, Mike from Canada, Mr. Mike, myself, Joey Buhecker. I think Fatty might have helped a little bit. There may have been a couple other people helping. Tom and Terry were in the room, but they were helping register people and stuff like that. But got everything set up, and for the most part, the weekend, as far as podcasting is concerned, went really well. I mean, we were able to Skype someone in for one of the shows for Scooter Diaries. I was able to get recordings for everyone who wanted a recording. The stream sounded good. You know, of course, for But First, which is the Big Brother podcast that I'm doing with Fatty, my microphone was not on, so I was coming in through someone else's microphone. But other than that, all the other shows had good audio during the entire weekend. So that went well, and it was a really good time. I was really pleased with the amount of people that showed up, because it had been 2 years since we had had the last one, maybe 3 years. And so I was really pleased. Plus, we had changed locations, so there was a bit of concern about how many people were going to show up, but we had a really good number. All of the planned events were really fun. We had a riverboat cruise. We had the breakfast. We had a ghost tour, or a killers and thrillers tour, on Sunday. And it was really fun getting to go out with everybody to the bars on Thursday night and hang out. So overall, the event went really well. I was really pleased with it, but it was just so busy getting ready, you know, leading up to that, and then during the event. And then, because I had started that new podcast with Fatty, you know, I also had another show that I was recording every week. And you guys, for anyone who hasn't heard of it by now, you can find it over at buttfirstpodcast.com. And that's not butt as in B-U-T-T, that's butt as in B-U-T, But First. And it's a Big Brother recap show that I'm doing with Fatty. And that was something I was recording every week starting back in June. And And so, you know, that was something, or July, whenever Big Brother started, we started recording that. And so, I think it was July. And so that was taking up some of my time, and plus I knew you guys, anybody who really was missing my voice could hear me on Butt First. Also, during August, I had a birthday. I turned 40, and I'm still the same. I mean, I still look the same. I still feel the same. But, you know, now, if I were using dating apps, as Fatty says, if I were using dating apps, I would have to update my profile to say 40, which means, you know, nobody's going to be interested in me until I'm at least 45 to 50. Because now I'm at that age where I'm still not quite old enough to be a daddy unless you're super young. But I'm not old, you know. But anyway, but I'm older than some twink once, which is fine because I have Mark and he's all that matters. But I'm now over, is it over the hill? What is it when you turn 40? But nothing happened. Mark gave me a trip to Indianapolis to go see the Drum Corps International Finals. And bless his heart, I mean, he's not into marching band, but I think he really enjoyed it. He liked, more than anything, he liked looking at the asses of, because most of the uniforms have really tight pants for some reason, for the drum majors and especially the flag twirling folks. And there are a lot of guys, there are a lot of boys that do that. And so he kept pointing out all the hot asses of all the men. So I think he enjoyed that, but it was really good. We also played Pokemon in Indianapolis. There was a community event going on that day. And so we did that. And that was the weekend before Pride 48. So we did that. And I was in the middle of trying to plan. I was having calls with Fatty and Joey from the hotel room in Indianapolis, trying to finalize all the plans for Pride 48. Well, while I was going through all of that, I get a text message from, or an email from the pianist at my church, who is also the music director for the theater in town. And she asked me if I would play for Sunset Boulevard, which they were doing in September. And it had been, I don't know, a year and a half or 2 years since I've been in a production. And so I was like, yeah, for sure. But the thing is, I had been telling Mark, okay, Mark, as soon as August is done, I'm going to be able to relax and you and I are going to be able to hang out more and stuff because, you know, all of this Pride 48 stuff is going to be over for a while and I'm not going to be as busy. So all I'll have is work and, you know, church orchestra. But other than that, we'll be able to, you know, hang out and maybe go on a trip or two on the weekends or something like that. And then, of course, I really wanted to do that since she asked me. And he said, there you go, saying yes to something else. You're always busy. And sure enough, so this show, we had our first rehearsal on August 8th. Then we had another rehearsal on the 9th. Then we had another one last night, which was the 10th. I'm driving to another one tonight, right from work, so I'm not even going home. The 11th. We have another rehearsal tomorrow, which is the 12th. And then we have our dress rehearsal / preview night, where we're giving away free tickets to friends and family on Thursday night. And then we have our first real performance Friday night, then another one Saturday night, and then Sunday afternoon. And then the next week I have performances Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then the week after that, I have performances Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So I'm going to be super busy all month of September. Plus, Mark has a birthday on the 27th of September. And I've got to figure out what I'm going to give him for a gift. So, and, you know, he has everything that he needs. It's really hard. I've used up most of my vacation days, so a lot of times we'll do a trip for our birthdays and we'll combine like mine and his and we'll do a trip. But I've used up so many vacation days, I'm not sure if that's possible or not. And so I've got to figure that out. I don't know. The only thing he really likes is clothes and, you know, that I could buy for him. But I don't know his, I mean, I'm not a good person to pick out clothes for someone else. So I'm not really sure what I'm going to do for that. So I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do for his birthday. I've got to figure that out. I mean, I have a couple of ideas that I'm not going to say. I don't think he listens to this, but just in case he does, I have a couple of ideas, but I'm not going to say them on here. If anyone has any ideas for birthday surprises or gifts or whatever, you can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, and let me know what you think I should do. Or if you're Baron Frosty, you can tweet me, because he always tweets me. But it has to be a direct message so Mark doesn't see it. So anyway, so that's coming up. And then in October, I have a business trip to Chicago. And, you know, November's Thanksgiving, December's Christmas, et cetera, et cetera. You know, we're going to Florida with my parents for a week for Christmas. So everything is just going to be super, super busy. And then I believe But First Podcast is going to end. Well, I know that But First Podcast is going to end for this year when Big Brother ends. I mean, I'm assuming we'll come back, but it depends. You know, with all that Les Moonves stuff with... because Julie Chen is Les Moonves's wife, and Les Moonves got fired from CBS, so Big Brother is up in the air now, because everyone's saying, oh, you know, what's going to happen if Julie doesn't come back? Or, you know, since Les is no longer going to be in charge at CBS, are they going to renew Big Brother? And so I don't know, but if Big Brother's still around next year, Fatty and I will be doing that. But anyway, when Big Brother ends for this year, Fatty and I are going to be doing another podcast that's going to be a Survivor recap podcast. So we're at least going to be doing Survivor and Big Brother every year. And so that's another thing that's going to be starting. And we normally record those on Sunday evenings, the recap. And we do those on Pride48.com at 8:30 Central, 9:30 East. All right, well, I'm getting close to my rehearsal, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. But if you guys want to email me, like I said before, you can email me at adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can find this show over at geekygay.com. You can call if you really want to. Except I forgot the number, but it's over there on the website, so look there. Next episode, I'll remember what that phone number is. And if you want to find my Big Brother podcast, you can go to buttfirstpodcast.com. And if you want to find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts, or you want to join Pride 48, you can go over to pride48.com. And I will see you guys next time I record. Bye, everyone. This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.